When the warehouse workers gather, you know we gon' be lit. Talking about all matters, dropping that knowledge shit. Cause we get it started, heat the best way. Crack it open with the drink of the day. Then we got Nerd Corner, Josh spitting facts. All types of nerd stuff, all up in the act. But when it comes to females, you know who hit the scene. Ricardo letting you know how we do his thing. Yeah, cause this ain't just some chit chat. Nah, this the Warehouse Rats.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hella exciting episode of The Warehouse Rats, episode 21 of season 2.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, what am I sorry for? I'm not sorry.
You're not sorry.
Too often we say, I'm sorry, when we're not really sorry. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sorry about that.
I get that. Yes, well, yes. Hell, I mean, this is the week two in a row for us doing more episodes. So this is this is kind of crazy.
Yes, it is. So I am sorry that we weren't able to record often lately, but we've been busy, and it happens. It happens to the best of us.
It does. It does indeed.
But I think going forward, I think we found a happy medium, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can keep on going with this and see where it takes us.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're gonna try to get back into a recording and releasing schedule that works best to fit our hectic schedules right now, because, you know, just like everybody else, we have jobs, we have families, we have other commitments that have to come first. And for a couple months there, it got pretty crazy.
Yeah. What a lot of people don't understand is that this doesn't pay the bills yet. So, you know.
Right.
That's where we're at. Sorry, I'm trying to make it bigger, but I don't know how to make it bigger. I'm not very high tech.
Excuse me?
I'm not very high tech.
So you're trying to make me what?
Oh, I was trying to make you bigger on my screen, my bad. There it goes. I got it.
All day today, there has been some questionable things that have been coming out of Ricardo's mouth. And and it started with one thing, and then it led to another thing, and now he's trying to make me bigger. And it's just kind of weird. It's just like, this is the whole stomach on my back all over again.
Oh my god! So I think that you're just very sensitive now. I think you're becoming slowly very conservative in nature. How? I do not know, or why? I should ask why.
All right. That's for the listeners who are lost at this point, the situation needs to be brought to your attention, and you can be the judges of. If I am acting irrationally.
Okay.
Ricardo and I have workspaces at work that are... No. Levy.
What are we drinking? Like,
Okay. I am drinking Rebel Yell Ginger Whiskey. It is very tasty.
Ginger whiskey.
Hmm. I'm a sucker for ginger ale. And so basically this is ginger ale that's going to get you drunk.
Really? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's very good. I like it a lot. What are you drinking?
So remember last time that I said that I went to the gym, and then I went to a place where they had some beer?
Mm-hmm.
It was peanut butter beer.
Ugh, gross.
I don't know. The candles look nice, and It's actually a Saugatuck Brewing Company. So it's actually here in Michigan. So it's a legit company. It's not right. Like it's a freaking Bob's
Garage Beer.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like Bob's Garage Beer from freaking, I don't know, Alaska or something.
Right.
So I'm going to try it out today and see what, it's actually a porter, which is kind of nice. And it's super cheap too, which is kind of odd.
Huh. Like, what do you mean by super cheap? Like, how much for a six?
So I think it was less. I don't know exactly, but I think it's like less than $7. So roughly about a dollar a beer. So for a kind of like a porter, I mean, that to me that's kind of inexpensive, you know.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
It smells good already, actually.
Peanut butter beer. Oh no.
Mmm. Whoa. So right off the bat, I think it at first it tasted like, okay, I was like, damn, this is actually gonna be legit. And then in the back of it is just kind of like a very intense other flavor that's not peanut butter. Let me try it again.
So it starts like beer. No, it starts like peanut butter, but finishes like beer.
You know, okay, I just got it right now.
Okay.
Have you ever had have you ever had a Coke or Pepsi? Let me rephrase that correctly. Have you ever had a Coke or Pepsi that was kind of flat? That all you can taste was kind of like the, almost like a bitter, when I say bitter, is it bitter, a bitter aftertaste?
Yeah, kind of.
Right, so it kind of has that. So at first, when you taste it, it tastes kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has kind of like a bitter aftertaste, almost like a flat, carbonated drink.
Hmm.
If that makes sense. And then on top of that, around the rim, it looked kind of like Coke, to be honest. Like not like.
Yeah.
Shit. Would I buy it again? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would, but I you know what? I'm still going to drink it though.
Okay. Anyway, back to the situation at hand.
I don't like it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this is a thing for the listeners to give your two cents on. Ricardo and I have workspaces at work that just so happen to be next to each other, and when we're particularly busy, we have enough of our warehouse type stuff that takes up a lot of our working space. So Ricardo's thing was that all of the space to get to his desk was quote unquote blocked. So he had to pass behind me in order to get to his desk. Now, most people, when they pass behind you in close quarters, they usually like put a hand on you and say, "Hey, I'm gonna go by you." No.
I went above and beyond.
Ricardo was like, "Hey, bro." And then he proceeded to rub his entire stomach across the entirety of my back as he moved by me. And it was one of those things where it was like, I legit was like, this may be sexual harassment. I was like, I don't know.
So I think that's why for a long time you didn't want to record, because I don't. Is that what it was? You didn't want to record me anymore because
it was it was too fresh. It was too much.
Oh shit! No, okay. This is my side of the story, right? So my side of the story was that, like he said, I mean everything was legit. So it was being blocked. My side of the workstation was being blocked. Right, and I wanted to get back to my desk. So there he was sitting, and then there's like a little trail that would go towards my desk. And I was like, you know what? This is the easiest. Okay, there might have been, I don't remember if it was blocked or not, but it was definitely very congested. So I saw this little trail that was right behind him, and I was like, you know what? Let me go through, you know, behind him. I don't see a problem because, I mean, we're boys, you know, we're like brothers, we're milk brothers.
What?
So I said, let's go. And then it was a little too tight for me because I'm a big boy. And unfortunately, my belly, you know, did rub on his back. Now, if he wouldn't have made it awkward, I wouldn't even second guess. Like, I wouldn't have made a big deal about it.
So,
or not even make a big deal about it. But if you didn't make a big deal about it would have been like, you know, like, and it is what it is.
You legit wouldn't have thought twice about it, even though you just totally, just completely rubbed up on me.
Well, I mean, I guess I could see how it could be misconstrued it as a sexual harassment thing.
I would hope but so.
But in my defense, I couldn't suck my belly in anymore. And
I don't think you tried.
Yeah, I probably didn't try. Well, I wouldn't have thought anything of it. I would be like, oh shit, well, that's kind of weird, but hey, let's move forward. And you had to make it weird.
Nah, your stomach made it weird. I mean, because you have this weird thing about rubbing my back while we work. I mean, I've kind of gotten used to that. I mean, that's still kind of weird, but this was like a whole different weird. It wasn't like a graze. It was like a press and slide. And it was just like,
oh, shit.
I was like, was I just harassed? I don't know. I was like, I don't know how to handle this.
No, at least your back wasn't, at least you had a shirt on and I had a shirt on.
Oh, God.
and we weren't sweating.
Oh, why is that even a thought? Excuse me. No, this is weird. No, all right. Change the subject. No, we're going to move on because it's just going to get.
And you started.
Yeah, I was just going to tell a story and then move on. Fuck.
I think we got to get past it. I don't know how we can get past this, but how about you just rub your back or your stomach on my back?
Would no!
Okay. All right. No.
It's not going to help.
I thought it would. I think it would.
This isn't like a tit for tat kind of thing. No, it's not one of those things. It's one of those things we should probably talk to HR and fill out a couple forms and then just move on.
I don't even know who HR is anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. But I don't think they do either.
Right.
So nerd corner time. All right, so. I have been watching and enjoying a new Disney Plus series called WandaVision.
Is that what Wanda Sykes?
No.
Oh.
No, okay. No.
Good
no.
guess, though.
No, it wasn't. With all due respect.
Oh, bro, I can't. I don't know.
Yeah, it's peanut butter beer. Of course you're not going to be able to drink it. It's awful.
Oh, man, that is horrible. It's a horrible idea.
Jesus. So WandaVision came out like just over a month ago now. They do a weekly release on Fridays, just kind of like how Mandalorian did. Mm-hmm. First couple of episodes were bizarre and like they were funny enough and weird enough to I was like, yeah, it could be okay. But then there was something that always happened that would like kind of pull me in, like, okay, what's really going on? And so each episode just escalated one right after the other. Boom, 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 boom. And so it got to the big villain reveal in I believe it was episode 7 came out last week. And they did the big, I can't even think. I totally just, I just died. Okay, so big bad guy reveal.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure this reveal for, like, comic book fans was big. And they're all like, oh! But then, like, when the reveal happened, I was like, like I sat there for a second. I'm like, I have no idea who the fuck that is. And then, like, I think I'm always surprised about how deep these comic book stories actually go.
Right.
Because this is about, technically they haven't used the nickname Scarlet Witch, but it's technically Scarlet Witch and Vision. They have this crazy relationship. But the show itself is very interesting. That's one thing that Marvel does well, is that they handle their shows and their movies connected to all the other Marvel stories, and they handle it very well.
So is this like a live action, or yeah, is this a cartoon?
No, live action. Yeah. So it has the same actress who played Wanda in the Avengers movies and whenever they introduced her for the first time. I think it was Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron, when they first introduced her and the character of her brother, Quicksilver. So this bad guy reveal, they introduced the bad guy as like the end of the episode, ta-da.
Like the nail
cliffhanger.
There you go.
Like a nail biter? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that's the thing. The episode, you think when they do a big reveal like that, it should be a nail biter, right? But it wasn't, because like how they do this show is really weird. Each episode is done in a different decade's style of television. Like, the very first episode was done like a 60s sitcom. It was in black and white. There was a live studio audience. And it was just bizarre how they did it. And it felt cheesy, kind of like how 60s sitcoms were, you know? But then in the next episode, they jumped to the 70s. And it was a little more, still a little weird. And they kept jumping forward and forward and forward. And then the episode where they did the villain reveal... Excuse me. Did you ever see like The Office or Modern Family or Parks and Rec, where they do it as like a mock documentary?
So I seen The Office, but the movie The Office.
No, the show.
Oh yeah, the show. Okay, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So
they want a little bit of Park and Recreation, but not very much.
Well, they do in the most recent episode like this mock documentary, or that's the style of how they do this episode. And so that by itself was really weird. It was interesting, but it was still weird how they did it. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm sure this reveal was way cooler for like diehard fans.
Mm-hmm.
But like they said the name and I'm like, okay. I'm like, all this build up to a name that I don't even know. It's like, yay, cool. So mm-hmm. like, and of course, I know I can go off on Star Wars stuff, and people who have just seen the Star Wars movies are like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, essentially, my dad and I had a conversation over the weekend about Star Wars related stuff. And I just kind of started on a rant and just kind of go. And then he was like, how do you have time to know this stuff? And I was like, dude, I'm like, it's stuff I enjoy. So I'm sure this is the same thing for the comic book stuff. Like, I didn't get into comic books until college. And that was simply because I found a run of Star Wars comics of a particular storyline that I kind of already knew, that I already liked. I'm like, hell, I'll pick it up because that's pretty cool. And then I just was like, yeah. So, you know, I started buying comics and stuff like that. But, like, superhero comics, other than Batman, never really interest me. Especially when you had all these different characters and they would split off and do their own series. Because then you're buying like a billion comics at one time. And it's like, it's exhausting to have to follow everything like that.
Well, that's kind of how I feel about the whole Star Wars, the whole Star Wars series in general. I mean, I feel like there's so many like turns and twists, so many like, you know, you got, you know, X character, and then they spin off of, you know what I mean? Like, that just, to me, that's just too much, man. I just want, you know, it's like a Fast and Furious type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, God. Way too many fucking Fast and Furious.
Well, there's like 10 of them now, aren't there?
I don't, you know.
But like none of the same, like none of the original cast are in it anymore.
Yeah, I just want a good movie series that just doesn't go too far where, well, I guess, if I think about it a little bit, for example, like, what was that? That series that was on Nickelodeon, and then it switched it to, they didn't switch it, but they had it on Netflix. I'm thinking of it. I mean, I can visually see it.
Hannah Montana?
Earth, water. What'd you say?
What? Nothing? Oh, Earth. Captain Planet?
No.
Avatar. Airbender. Yeah, Last Airbender. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when that came out, or at least when it came out on Netflix. Man, I binged the whole thing, and just kind of like, I was super like, I love that show, man. I don't know why. It was awesome.
You're a nerd.
No, I'm not a nerd. I started watching it when I was younger, actually, when it came out.
Mm-hmm. But was it like 2 years ago?
No, I don't even remember, to be honest. But I remember it came out on Nickelodeon, I think, and then like somehow along the lines I just lost track of it. Mm-hmm. But then when I saw it on Netflix, I was like, holy shit. I must have binged a few seasons on that shit.
Nice. Well, no, and I get the I think it comes down to definitely you watch what you're into. And I'm, like I said, I'm sure that this reveal for Marvel fans, like hardcore Marvel fans, was like mind blowing. They were like, "Oh fuck yeah, that's so crazy!" And it's like, you know, cool. It's like I'm glad that people got that kind of enjoyment out of it. Like the whole series up until that episode was building up to this reveal, and I felt like it was kind of gonna be somebody who was a little more recognizable, but at the same time. And Scarlet Witch's comic book series, and this would have been a big reveal. So people who knew her solo story would have known it, and this would have been like, holy fuck, oh cool, you know. It's like, okay, so I'm glad that there are people out there who got that excitement. It's like, that's awesome. Me on the other hand, I was like, oh okay, but like a perfect example was. I'm gonna reference it back to Mandalorian. Right? I'm always gonna be talking about that shit. Was the episode with Ahsoka? That whole episode was awesome by itself. Okay, and so I'm sitting here. I was in my bed. I'm watching. It was like my Friday morning routine, and my wife was working from home that day, so she was at the table, and I'm kind of doing my thing. And so Ahsoka's fighting with this chick, and she, in a very intimidating kind of way, is like, you know, where's your master? Arr! And I'm like, oh, I'm like, she's really intense about this. And then she says, where is Thrawn? Now, to anybody who hasn't watched anything other than the Star Wars movies, that name means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. However, you have somebody like me who's watched movies, shows, cartoons, you know, read comic books and read the books and stuff like that. That name is a huge name and a huge implication of what the Ahsoka series is going to be about. Mm. And so as soon as she said that, I was like, holy fucking hell. So I'm like freaking out. Amber's like, what's her problem? I'm like, this shit's going down. And I'm like legit freaking out. I assume that the reveal in WandaVision was on the same level, but again, right. Not being into it, I kind of felt cheated a little bit because I was just like,
oh, okay. So what did, have you heard anybody who is a big fan and kind of like had any type of feedback, or in the World Wide Web, have you heard any type of feedback?
Nobody that I know of personally. One of the biggest things that I've seen so far, and this is definitely not going deep into research about it, is that I hear a lot of people complaining that the character isn't as old as she should be. She should be much older.
Like the actual character? The revealed
character. Okay. So unless she goes through some visual transformation in the next couple episodes or whatever, that was one of the biggest things, is that her appearance in comparison to what she should look like was drastically different. But for me, I'm like, okay. I'm like, so she looks slightly different. That's never not been heard of before, especially when there's like, when it goes from comic book to film or so, shows, whatever.
It's kind of like the, when I watched the Power Rangers, the movie,
right?
No, it was actually, so this is I
was that with Ivan Ooze?
I don't
the,
know
the purple name. Guy.
Yeah, it was.
He was in the egg.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. I can't remember. Yeah. It's been a while since we. So, it was funny because I invited my brother to go watch the movie, right? Because I really want to watch it. I'm just like, dude, the Power Rangers was something that I grew up on. I remember that when it was airing, it was crazy because it was when we had just like a regular TV antenna, so we didn't have satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when it came on, and if the TV antenna wasn't working properly, oh man, I made sure that I was somehow like, you know, fucking grabbing the curtains and doing whatever I had to fucking do. That way it could actually be seen. There's sometimes, unfortunately, it didn't work, but you know, I tried my hardest.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, going back, like I watched it a lot. I didn't think my brother was that much into it for some odd reason, but I guess he was more a big fan than I thought he was. So he decided to go watch the movie with me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I kind of found out he liked it. And just, I mean, it was actually a legit movie. Like there was, the only things I didn't like about it was the fact that it was I don't know, I think it was kind of rushed a little bit.
Now, are you talking about like the first Power Ranger movie, like that came out in the 90s? Or are you talking about like the newer one that came out?
The newer one.
Oh, okay. Because you kept talking Power Ranger movie, and I'm thinking about the one that came out in the 90s. I'm like, man, that one was pretty legit.
I don't even remember watching that one.
Yeah, because see that the older one had Ivan Ooze in it. The newer one had a different interpretation of Rita, who. They at least like it definitely was insinuated that she was the previous Green Ranger, if I understood it correctly.
Okay, so you interpreted it a lot different than I did. I don't know. I can't remember that.
Well, all I know about that movie that it was a shameful product placement for Krispy Kreme. Shameful. Oh, yeah, I have sure. never sure. seen more blatant. Product placement ever. It was awful.
Yeah, I don't understand why they did that. I mean, it kind of did take away from the movie a little bit, and that's one of the last parts where I didn't like, was kind of towards the end where it kind of rushed the whole scene, and it was just a little bit, it was a little too much for me. It was just, I don't know. I mean, I think they did a great job though, as far as like, you know, like the beginning of the story, all the way towards the end. I say the ending was a little bit too much, but I guess you only got a certain amount of time to actually do it, and it kind of goes back to the for example the Airbender, when they did the movie, the Avatar, the Last Airbender, they did the movie, it was super rushed. It was just like, man, you had like an hour and a half to cover so many like so many seasons pretty much and roll up into an hour and a half. It was, that's why I didn't like the movie very much.
I thought the movie visually was pretty cool. I enjoyed it visually. Story-wise, especially in comparison to the animated series, if you're going to essentially copy the story from something that's already pre-existed, you better plan from the get-go at least multiple movies. So that means you take as much time as you want for each movie to get it right. And I don't think they planned for more movies. I think they were like, you know what? Let's just do this one to try to make some fans happy. But
I don't understand why they did that though. I mean, if you kind of think about it, it's a moneymaker. I mean, if you focus, like for example, if you want to do like the storyline, the beginning of the storyline, all the way until like, I can't even remember the freaking series, to be honest, but let's just say within the first season or two, and stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And then progress, you know, with movies, kind of like the way Star Wars does it. I mean, it's, you know, it's, in essence, from what I remember a little bit about it, there's a lot of time where they did kind of have spinoffs, you know, on the character themselves. I mean,
They had Kara or Cora, whatever her name is, had her own series.
Yeah.
There was something else too. What was it? Oh man, that's gonna bug me now.
The guy that the nephew, what was his name? The evil guy, the villain. He was he had a, I think he had a spinoff, if I'm not mistaken, or at least he had a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. I think he may have been a focal point for a while. I don't think he had his own spinoff series.
Well, he probably wasn't his own spinoff, but if I could remember correctly, now this peanut butter beer is kind of hitting me.
That is the softest thing I've ever heard you say.
So, if I'm not mistaken, I think what it was is they really focused on his part for a few episodes, mm-hmm. and they kind of like, it's not like they forgot about you know
the other characters. They developed a character.
Yeah.
That's
which was pretty. Because I remember that he went on. They went back to like his childhood and how mm-hmm. he was the prince or the king of fire.
The Fire Nation.
Fire Nation, there you go. Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's a safe spot to wrap up all this geeky talk. If anybody's held on this long, hey, cool. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
This the Warehouse Rats.
And we're back. Thank you guys for that sponsorship. Very awesome. All right, Mr. Josh. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, that's it. You know who you look like right now?
Who?
You kind of look like it's going to sound weird. You look kind of like Bad Bunny right now. So he has, right now, I think he had this like really super short haircut and he had the goatee and he had the glasses, like the yellow glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But I know those aren't yellow glasses. Those are just the computer glasses. Or what are they called?
Yeah. Well, they're to stop the blue light from coming off the monitor. Like if I lower them, like my screen goes like super blue. So
it's
supposed to help you and like not be like messed up from the color of the anyway, move on. Bad Bunny.
Yeah, for some reason look like a Bad Bunny.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, can you give me like Bad Bunny baby?
No.
Come on, man. Just once.
No, you rub your stomach on my back.
Anyways, so are you ready for some Brody talk?
I think I am.
So so today, where I went to the gym and I went to work out it right afterwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the store right afterwards.
Okay.
So there is a Save-A-Lot right next to the gym, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know what a Save-A-Lot is?
Yes.
Okay. So for the listeners that are not familiar with a Save-A-Lot, it's kind of like a how would you describe a Save-A-Lot? It's like a grocery store that's with reduced prices.
It's like a mini version of like a Kmart.
Okay.
Well, because it has some grocery stuff, but it also sells like furniture and like weird random stuff.
It doesn't sell very many like non-grocery items, but I think you're going, yeah, it's around that area in a sense.
Okay.
So it's a small grocery store that sells, you know, a lot of groceries on kind of like a reduced, you know, price. For some reason, I don't know how and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it's like an Aldi's or a like a Trader Joe's type of style, but like the original, like the OG. And yeah.
Okay.
So the weird thing about it is it sometimes brings back memories because there is this guy when I was growing up, right? We used to so my mom, my parents and my parents, you know, siblings would mm-hmm. shop at Save-A-Lot because it was a place where like you can get groceries for very economically.
Mhm.
Now, I remember specifically that there was this one event or episode, whatever you want to call it, this one time that it was me and my cousin. We were talking about groceries somehow. I don't know what it was, but saying that, and there's one of our friends that was there, you know, a mutual friend, classmate.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that, you know, that I think he was saying that his mom had gone to Save-A-Lot and the guy, you know, her classmate, he's like, what's a Save-A-Lot? And we just kind of looked at each other and like, does he not know what a Save? What do you mean? Like, what's a Save a Lot? It's where we buy our groceries. Now, granted, like it's not saying that our parents didn't shop anywhere else, mm-hmm. but it was definitely like the place to be because it was, you know, very economical.
Like the go-to place for you.
Yeah. But it was kind of weird because his family was a very prominent family. Like it was like they were, you know, very well known for being wealthy, very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they lived on a lake and it was kind of like so it was like we knew that they were wealthy, but we didn't know how wealthy they were until he said, you know, what was the Save a Lot? You know, it was kind of weird. And even to this day, when I go into a Save-A-Lot, there's a little, not that it's embarrassing to go to Save-A-Lot, but when I do come out, it's a little bit, I feel like people are judging me
mm-hmm.
from coming out of Save-A-Lot.
Right.
Now, my question to you would be, should people feel, well, I don't want to say ashamed, but is there anything wrong? How should I put this? Why is there such a stigma behind, or at least from my perspective, that people who shop at like economical stores like that? Why is there such a stigma for people like that?
Why is there? I don't know. I personally do all my grocery shopping at Walgreens. Like we do,
really?
not Walgreens. Fuck. All these. Like, no, not Walgreens. Jeez, oh, Pete. God, I'd spend an arm and a leg in there, and that shit ain't cheap. Right. Aldi's, excuse me. We do our grocery shop at Aldi's. Mostly just because it saves money. Because for a while, because the closest Aldi's to us at the time was like across town. And so, like, granted, across town isn't that far. But at the time, wife and I didn't have great jobs. So gas money was, you know, gold.
Oh yeah, I got
so you. So when they finally made one that was actually much closer to us, we're like, shit, yeah. So we were saving on gas,
mm-hmm.
we're saving a ton in groceries, and just it made sense. And we've done it, you know, for years now, and honestly I don't know any difference. And honestly, the quality of Aldi's from the first time we started shopping there has gone up like considerably, because mm-hmm. I remember like one of the first times like I had ever gone to an Aldi's. Like, we did our shopping and we got around and I'm looking, I'm like, they don't have any bags or anything. And so they started ringing up and they're just chucking stuff into the cart. I was like, were we supposed to bring bags? I was like, how the fuck does, like, I was totally dumbfounded because I had never been there before. And so of course now we have plenty of bags. We bring our own bags and shit like that. So, I mean, it's second nature, but like people shouldn't feel bad. Or feel shamed or whatever for shopping at that. I mean, if it's what you can afford, what's the problem? If you can afford it, then get it.
I guess to a certain degree, I did feel that little shame. I guess, and even now, I feel like I said, once I come out of that store, I feel like people are like, "Ooh, he's shopping at, you know, Save-A-Lot." What they don't know is that that I have that I'm an international order specialist and we get paid all kinds of money. Now, what about generic food? Like, it makes me unless you feel this way, but there are some people, for example, like I said, we go back to this Save-A-Lot thing mm-hmm. where instead of having Fruit Loops, they had fruit balls.
Off-brand.
Yeah, the off-brand.
Yeah.
And to me, I guess I'm a humble person, and I'm not terribly picky, but to me, an off brand is just as good as your regular brand. So, I remember one time I was with my cousin and his wife. We went to our local grocery store and I think I forgot what it was. I think it was Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
So. I was like, why don't you just get the other brand? I mean, it's the same thing, but it's cost a lot less. No, she's very picky. She'll know right away, and she just doesn't like that. You know, I'm like, bro, really? That's some straight-up bullshit.
I call it bullshit. Now, like, chances are, like, if you were to keep a box of, like, the legit Fruit Loops, but just the box, but then you fill it up with the off brand, chances are, unless they catch you filling it up, they probably wouldn't even notice.
Right.
And again, it's like, if it tastes just as good as what you're trying to imitate it, or what it's trying to imitate, then, and you're going to save money getting it, then what's the problem? Mm-hmm. You know, it honestly, I think people who go above and beyond to get the name brand stuff, either they've always done it and they've just never thought to be financially conscious, or they're just like, fuck it, I want the name brand shit.
Right. Yeah, I guess like if I go back to there are certain things in my life now that I do kind of splurge a little bit, because like the name brand clothing that I kind of like, although I don't have very much of it, it's something that I do like buying for some odd reason. Although, like I said, I don't really have much of it. I just so I think it goes back to my childhood. Here's another little story that I have. So when one time in high school, you know, I've always been a big guy. So holy shit, that's weird, because the same person is the same person I just have another thought about. Another example. Okay. So this example is had the same person. I just blew. Anyways, so one of my teachers, he asked me, like, hey, we had to go to the shed. We had to pick up some, like, they were those wrestling mats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what wrestling mat looks like? So we had to go pick some up, unload them off of a truck or shit. I can't remember exactly how we did it, but regardless, they picked me and that guy, because he wasn't big. He was just strong. I was just fat, and they thought I was strong. They thought I was strong. I really wasn't, or am. Anyways, he picked me and then him. So we went out there. We grabbed these wrestling mats, and it was during the winter time. So I had my coat on. He had his coat on, and my teacher's like, oh, you know, we both got dirt a little bit on our coats and shit. And he's like, oh man, he's like, he told my classmate, he's like, yeah, what I can do is I can just, I can, if you want, we can go get it, what is it called?
Dry clean.
Yeah, dry clean. And, you know, was making a big deal about it. Like, oh, we got you. Did he say anything to me? Hell no, he didn't say anything to me. I had a fucking Walmart coat on. I still remember that shit. And I remember that shit like today. I felt really shitty, like, I was like, motherfucker. And,
yeah.
And this teacher was a really cool teacher, don't get me wrong, but he not even once asked, like, hey, or told me, like, hey, we'll take care of you, we'll get a dry clean and shit. No, never said anything to me. Now, he said it to my classmate, because it was, I'm assuming, it was a fairly expensive, you know, coat. So to this day, I feel like I think that goes back to, like, wanting name brand stuff, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy nice. I don't say nice. I buy better than I probably should, in a sense.
I had gone so much of my life with not spending a lot on clothes. I mostly just because growing up, I had a habit of getting like hand-me-downs from my older brother. And you know, which I, growing up, I didn't know any difference, so I was perfectly fine with it, and so like it made no difference. So then once, you know, I got older, started buying my own shit, and then I moved out of my folks' house, and I kept buying my stuff. But it just so happened when I moved out of my parents' house, I was working for a t-shirt printing shop, and we got all kinds of stuff for free. So like I would. The better part of like 7 years and barely bought shirts for myself because I would just get free shit, and it was awesome. And then I stopped working for printing shops, and I was like, well, shit, now I have to buy my own clothes again. Now, the one time I can remember actually spending, and to me, this is like way too much to spend on clothes. It was actually like nice stuff, like a couple of dress jackets, some nice shirts, you know, stuff like that. Like legit, like, not a, like, I guess you could call it a suit. Well, no, it's not a suit. Anyway, like, really nice dress clothes. Like, you get them dry clean dress clothes. Right. You know, I had never legit bought that kind of stuff for myself. This was the first time ever, and I was really excited about it. I'm like, dude, I kind of feel like a grown-up right now. But, like, I almost didn't because of how much it cost.
Right.
And I think a part of that was, one, over the years I've gotten really weird about how much I spend and what I spend it on and stuff like that. And so spending a particular amount on, like, one thing was, like, it's like, should I spend it on this or should I spend it on something else? And it's like, you know, should I do this? Should I do that? I was like, I didn't know. And it bugged me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I was even talking to my wife later that night. And she's like, listen, she's like, if you legit are going to have a problem with this, she's like, take the clothes back. Because like, honestly, if you don't enjoy wearing them, if you don't like them, and you're just not gonna be comfortable, she's like, take it back. And she's like, that's perfectly fine. But though, I think what bugged me most of all was that I really liked the clothes, and it was one of the first times ever I understood how people could spend so much money on clothes. Because, like, I'm not gonna lie, once I got, like, the whole outfit on, I felt pretty fucking sweet. I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm like, damn. I was like, this is the first time in my life I look fucking fly. You know? But, like, there are times I still think about it. It's like, fuck, I probably shouldn't have bought those.
Did you take it back? That's the question.
No, I didn't. I still have them.
Oh, nice.
Just, of course, with COVID, I just don't have a whole lot of options to wear them.
No, I think clothes, I think it's, don't get me wrong, I think that there's a lot of apparel that are really nice as far as, like, the materials and that make a difference. But I also feel that nowadays, I mean, there's so many economical apparel that you don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, you can, like, I go to Walmart now and I still buy shirts from Walmart. You know what I mean? Or pants too, like, jeans. That's where I buy my jeans at.
Oh, that's where I get my jeans at.
So, because I try to buy them at Kohl's, and I'm just like, man, I don't see why I should be spending, you know, I think it's like $30, $40 for a pair of jeans. Yeah.
See,
I could just go to Walmart. And see, spend $20, $15. No,
I'm so cheap. I get the $10 jeans at Walmart.
Yeah, that's like, what, that's what,
because then I can get a lot of them.
yeah, for sure. No, I think, I mean, I said there are some things that I'm slowly but surely kind of getting out of those bad habits, and I think spending money on clothes is one of the things that I definitely don't spend much money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I do splurge a little bit on getting a nice shirt, but I think for the most part, I mean, it's not crazy. You know, like, the only ones that I have that are nice were, like, the Under Armour golf shirts, and I wear them, like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that is what it is.
No, I remember the first time I ever spent a lot of money on shoes, and the only time I ever spent, I guess, a lot of money on shoes was, like, the maybe two different times I bought, like, hiking boots. But this one time I saw shoes. Granted, they're actually some pretty fucking sweet boots. I'm like, man, these are really cool. I'm like, these are really cool. And like, when it comes with me, if it's a sneaker, I would, like, a $10 sneaker at Walmart, I'd buy it and I'd be like, this is good enough, and I'd be fine. So, like, this one time I was like, you know what, I'm walking around, you know, an actual shoe store, and, like, I'm looking at shoes, and I find these boots. And this was, like, one of the first times I was like, I think I might like boots. and I'm looking at these things, I'm like, these things are pretty cool. And so I try them on. I'm like, you know, they fit real nice. I'm like, these are legit. And then I saw the price. I was like, And I bought them mostly just because I had never up until then had bought shoes like that for myself. And all this within the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
This wow. A lot of saw heaven within the past 3 years. Other than that, it was either free or as cheap as I could buy it.
Right. It's because you became a senior material handler?
No. It's just I realized that I like this stuff. And it just so happens the stuff that I like is slightly more expensive.
I guess there should be like, I feel that there should be like a good balance, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
obviously you don't want to be spent, I mean, at least unless you could afford it, but you shouldn't be spending, you know, hundreds of dollars on clothes. I mean, for a pair of clothes that, for example, I remember my cousin used to buy like $100, you know, jeans. I'm just like, he's like, bro, that this is back in the day. I mean, we're talking like fucking when I was still in high school, right. Paying $100 for a pair of jeans. I'm like, hell no.
No.
He's like, yeah. He's like, you know, I don't got too many, but the ones that I do are very nice. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to Walmart.
Do you really need quote unquote nice jeans? They're fucking jeans.
I know, right?
Get a nice pair of slacks or dress pants or a suit. Those are nice. Jeans are fucking jeans.
Let's just say that he is, I don't even know how old he is now, but let's just say he's probably closer to 40 now and okay. probably still lives with his parents. Oh. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, obviously, well, but I mean, at that age, I mean, so. So another topic that I wanted to talk about,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how political you are, but I'm not very political either, but I do enjoy a little bit of politics. So okay. How familiar are you with this great person by the name of Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz. I can see his face. I've heard his name. Politically speaking, I don't know much about him.
Okay. So let me give you a little, I would say a little insight on Ted Cruz, right? So Ted Cruz is a senator from the great state of Texas. I know Texas has had a bit of a emergency right now because, you know, it had snow and they can't handle snow. So, you know, they fell on some hard times where they lost power and, you know, a lot of the stores were empty and this and that. Anyway.
They got 3 inches of snow and the fucking state broke.
I know. It kind of sucks. But in their defense, like they said, they're not used to it. And on top of it, the biggest problem is that they lost power. So that was kind of like the biggest setback for Texas because obviously, I mean, it was super cold. Mm. So I no matter what, I do feel bad for them just because still people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little ironic because they are a Republican ran state, mm-hmm. very conservative. Now, so the funny thing is that one of the reasons that they say that they lost power is because they got overloaded because so supposedly I didn't know this before, but there's two main power grids, you know, that power the US, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Texas has its own power grid. So they're not tied to any of those two power grids. So what happens is, like let's just say that Michigan is overran, like it's like overloaded with like consumption of power. So it takes from different parts of that grid
mm-hmm.
to get more power to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Texas, because there's their own independent power grid. They don't have that option. They can't. No. They can't say like, "Hey, what's a neighboring state?"
If their grid goes down, they're fucked.
Yes, and essentially that's what through what I heard and what I've seen is that that's essentially what happened is that because their grid got fucked up, or at least their system was overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much failed. So they couldn't get power from any other place because they're not connected to anybody besides themselves, right? Good old, so this is where good old Ted Cruz comes in, right? Now, he is a very very conservative person where he's said so many things where I know, like, when California was needed aid because of the fires and this and that, I think he voted against it because he didn't want he pretty much said, well, this is verbatim because I'm not too sure exactly what he said, but kind of saying like, hey, they're the ones that are being dumb and being liberal and they don't deserve that money, right?
Right.
And that's what he said. So it was kind of ironic now that, you know, that Texas was in that same situation. Now they needed money because they needed, you know, they needed money and resources.
Mm-hmm.
So what does good old Ted Cruz do? What does he do? Instead of sticking around with his people, his constituents, he decides to flee to the great state of Mexico. I mean, the great country of Mexico, to Cancun. And so people saw him on the airplane and took pictures and this and that. And so he got a lot of backlash, you know, because he went to Mexico. So he's like, well, I guess his explanation was like that he had gone to Mexico because his daughters wanted to go to Mexico and because some of her friends wanted to go on a trip because the school was canceled anyway. So he's like, yeah, I'll take you guys over there. But he's like, yeah, I was just gonna bring them and then I was gonna go back to Texas right away, blah blah. So kind of making up an excuse.
Right.
But people weren't having it. They were like, nah, man, you should be over there with fucking Texas and, you know.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening is so I guess he had a group text message with some other people inviting them to Mexico, right?
Oh shit.
And that got leaked.
So
pretty much he got caught in that lie saying that he was gonna come back, he was just gonna drop him off and come back the same day, blah blah. And you know, kind of find out I forgot when he took off. It might have been like on a Thursday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He took off on a Thursday and he was supposed to come back on a Sunday, and he was saying that he was gonna come back the same day, but that wasn't really the truth.
Nice.
So this is a little clip that I just found and I want to play for you. And
all right. Am I supposed to be hearing something?
Can't hear it?
No.
Oh shit. Well, then that let's see, that doesn't work then, does it?
Not so much.
Well, in essence, he was kind of explaining that. I think at the end of the day, he confessed that yeah, he was gonna go over there just to vacation because he didn't have power back at his house and kind of making all these excuses. Now the weird thing is that, you know, a lot of people were saying like, well he's just a senator, what can he possibly do? Which is kind of, you know, what I thought at first. I was like, well you know, what could he possibly do? I mean, he really doesn't have that much power in a sense, you know. But then you got some other people that so AOC, she's another, I'm not sure if she's a senator or I think she's a representative for New York.
Mm-hmm.
So between her and Beto, which is a he actually ran against Ted Cruz and lost on this for the Senate race.
Mm-hmm.
Between him and her, they raised over, I think at the moment right now, I think they're over $4 million.
Nice.
Of money that they raised, and she's over there like they're giving out food and blah blah, and you know, so it kind of once again it went back to it kind of bit him in the ass again, where like. A lot of these conservative news talk, whatever, they were saying like, well, what could he do?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, they show clips. In other places, they show clips of like them raising that much money and being out there with the people and, you know, handing out food to people who were like at these shelters and shit like that. So, yeah, it's just a fucked up situation for Mr. Cruz. So I think in the future. That state might be turning a different way from the conservative side of politics.
See, I personally, I don't care what whether you're conservative, Democrat, Republican, or Green Party, or it doesn't matter.
Right. Or red.
Right. Or yeah, whatever.
or orange.
If you are in public office, you have to know that whatever you do is going to get scrutinized one way or the other. So when your state is basically in a state of emergency and you have no power, yeah, it's probably not in the best, it's not the best time to get away from the weekend, because guess what? What you're going through, everybody else is going through. Yeah. And it's like, so in that kind of thing, it's like, I get why he did it. And it's like, you know what? If you had the means to do it, fuck it. Do it. Whatever. You know? So, I mean, he wanted to do it and he did it. So, all right, cool, man. I mean, like, you know, more power to you. But you have to also remember, it's like, but you're a public servant. You're a politician. People are going to take this the wrong way.
Right. Now, do you think that as a public servant, obviously, like in his situation, should he be doing more, or should he be trying to do more, or does he have the right to? I mean, if like you said, he has the money to do it, obviously, because he went, you know, he left this fucking state without too much of a hassle. So, I guess in a sense, if you have the ability to do it, why not? You know, is there anything wrong with that?
It's one of those things where it's, I'm always going to believe that if you have the means and the ability to help people, why not? Whether you're a politician or not, you're under no technical, obligation to help anybody. If you don't want to help anybody, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
However, again, when you're a politician and you claim I'm in service for the American people, well, guess what? American people are hurting and they need your help. So, I mean, either talk a legit game and back up what you say about wanting to help the American people, or don't give a shit. You can't do both. He can't say, "Well, I care for my fellow Texicans," or whatever they call them, or whatever. You know,
Texans.
It's potato, potato. You know, so it's like, don't say you care about them, and you have the means to at least get the ball rolling. Like, perfect example. Have you seen any pictures of Bernie Sanders at the inauguration, all bundled up with his mittens and everything? And that became a huge thing. Like, overnight, I didn't even know what happened. And now the next day, I see nothing but Bernie Sanders in my Facebook stuff. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, what's going on? So Bernie Sanders realized that this was blowing up as quickly as it was. This dude quickly set up a T-shirt thing. Made millions and then donated all of it.
Right. That's just crazy, man. It blows my mind.
A dude who says he cares about the American people, he lived it out. He saw an opportunity to make some bank, but then gave it back.
Not only just American people, but just people in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're just, I mean, the kindest act for somebody. For somebody who potentially is in need like that, man, to me, that's just, man, it speaks words of some people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that even Donald Trump's son made a comment, a little video. I think it was on TikTok, actually. He's like, yeah, was it the smartest thing to do right now? Probably not. He's like, but he's just a senator. What can he do? You know, he said one of them saying that, you know, he's just a senator. What can he do? And then all of a sudden he got some other, like I said, AOC and Beto, who are raising like $4 million just to help out people, man. To me, that's just like, and say the weird thing about it, whether AOC, which is the representative from New York, whether she's doing it for popularity vote, I guess, or for popular to well, just look popular or sympathetic. Either way, she's fucking still raising money.
Right. I mean, like one, it when she's helping people in a different state, that doesn't do her technically any good. Like, I, as far as I'm aware, they can't vote for her. No. So, I mean, you know, unless she goes for a, like, for a bigger office role where their vote does count, you know. But just from the stuff that I've seen of her, she doesn't strike me as the kind of person that will do something just for political gain.
Right.
Like, I'm sure, yes, I'm not going to be, you know, naive and think that there isn't some political gain that she's going for, at least a little bit. And I could be completely wrong. She could be 100% doing it out of the kindness of her heart. And if she is, good for her. I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case, because I think anything, there's always going to be a second motive, you know what I mean?
Yes. So even, yes.
Like, for us at work, we'll do our jobs and we'll do things right and we'll do it as efficient as we possibly can. But if there might be another motive somewhere, you know, whether to get a promotion or get a better raise, you know what I mean? That's the way I look at it a little bit. So in her situation, it's to, you know, look good in front of, I mean, not only just to help people, but just to, you know, potentially in the future, go back and let's say, hey, I did all this for people that weren't even my constituents. Why can't I do it for the American public?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she's always kind of struck me as somebody who not only, I think, actually gives a shit.
Right.
But she's willing to actually do something. Whereas you have these lifelong politicians who would rather just argue all day and then sit in their office while their constituents, or however the fuck you say that, suffer.
Yeah. And I think that goes back to, like you said, the lifelong. It could be a Republican or a Democrat, which, you know, they're on both sides where, like, they don't. I'm not saying that they don't care, but, you know, unfortunately, it's just been one of those situations where you don't see that action with some of the older people. I'm not saying not older, but the people who've been there for the longest, I guess, you know, because they're so comfortable with their seats or whatever. So,
See, my biggest thing is, like, okay, so they have designated times for presidency. Why aren't there designated times for everything else? Because you have, like, lifelong politicians.
Right.
And it's like, I can't imagine somebody being a career politician and not become corrupt. I'm just going to say it. You know, it just, like, I was trying to skirt around that word, but fuck it, I'll just say it. Whether it's in, like, a simple kind of corruption or full-blown, like, fucking murder people.
So one thing that I noticed about myself is that that I don't think I could be a politician. I'll give you one reason, right? And I said this before. I don't think I've ever said it on the air, but I said it to somebody. I forgot who. I told him, like, you know what? Bro, don't even trust me, man. I'm Mexican. We're fucking corrupt as hell. Okay?
And I meant to. I'm pretty sure that's racist.
Could be. No, I don't know. It was actually kind of weird because I've been thinking about this a little bit. You know how I've been getting into a lot of these crime podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of wonder if it has to do anything with my culture. Like, is it in me? Like, is it, like, something that just...
To be a criminal?
Not to be a criminal, but to hear all these criminal acts and just kind of, like, it excites me, you know? It's just, like, not excites me. Okay, that sounds a little too...
I'll say you're kind of proving your buddy Trump right the further you go along with this thought.
No, but I often wonder, like, why the fuck do I love these crime podcasts? I mean, like, all these crime and the other podcasts that I really like, which is Swindled, it talks a lot about some of these people that are con artists. I'm just like, damn, man, these people are either the people or sometimes some of these companies that are so corrupt. I mean, they do some really shady things, like Enron. I think I was listening to a episode about Enron. Have you heard about Enron?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the one of the episodes he talks about was Enron. I think it's like two episodes for one. So yeah, I think it's I think it's something that has to do with my culture, and I just can't hide it. I can't avoid it.
But of course, if I were to say that about your culture, I'd be deemed a racist.
Brother, you know me, that I I accept whatever you feel like saying without any prejudice. Or no.
Next time you're trying to get your desk, don't rub your fucking belly on my back.
Oh shit. You'll never let me down, huh?
Nope.
Speaking about belly rubs,
what?
I miss Brody.
That was the weirdest segue ever.
Oh shit! I can't wait until I can see her again. I'm gonna ask her and see if she can rub my belly.
We'll just say you're just trying to get to your desk and it'll be fine. Oh, fuck. All right, folks. I think we're going to wrap it up there.
Yeah, because I think I'm almost done with my third peanut butter beer.
That's so gross.
I know it is fucking gross. Remember when I bought that peanut butter whiskey?
I've had some of that. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you could... It's like to me, that whiskey was kind of like a dessert, but that's about it. You might take a shot or two shots at the most, and then after that, you're good.
No. No, it's not good.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up with that, with those opinions, sir. Remember, guys, that if you like what you hear, don't forget to follow us on the Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And if you're listening to this episode on Apple, don't forget to leave a review, whether it's a positive or a negative. Preferably be a positive, but if it is a negative, make sure it's a little constructive. It's not just fully negative.
Constructive criticism.
Yes, constructive criticism.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Adios. Peace. All right,
we'll see you later.